Chovos Alvavos, Sunday. What is it? Tezayin Cheshvan, 20th of October, Topshinayan Dalid, and we're learning Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh. Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh, well, the parak we're learning, which is Parak Gimel, gives us things to think about. And the benefit, it's an overview of the entire Sefer. Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh really, like I said, is a summary of the whole Sefer. And he goes through the 30 Cheshbonos, which are really the principles in the whole Sefer. And some of it gets, I won't say, some of them sound very familiar, and we've heard them 100 times in this year already, and that can't be helped. You know, a principle is a principle, so every time you say the principles, you're going to say that again, because it's indeed a fundamental principle. Of course, the benefit of it is the thinking about it, and the feel. For example, the first few is a repeat of what you have to of what we have to feel grateful for, because according to the Chag of Lovers, that's the foundation of our Avodas Hashem. And you know, we keep learning it, and you go, yeah, I told you the story about this secular actress that she was asked, she was in a movie made by a Frum lady, and she was asked in an interview, because she experienced the Frum world, because it would have made her a better actress, I guess. She won a bunch of awards, the movie won a bunch of awards, it's in Hebrew. So the interviewer asked her, what changed you the most? Well, she didn't become from, like, this, that story didn't, like, everybody's expecting that end to the story. That's not the end of the story.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't want to say that I know. L'malaya tachalal, to fill the void. L'malaya tachalal. So anyway, so there's a bunch of awards, and b'chulu, b'chulu. So they asked her, like, what did you see the most out of experiencing life in from areas, from Hasidish areas. Hasidish are people, the movie was set with Hasidim. So she really answered a remarkable insight. I have to give credit. She said, what affected her the most is that they make brachas over everything. Everything you do, you make a bracha. You eat, you make a bracha. You go to the bathroom, you make a bracha. You drink, you make a bracha. You see lightning, you make a bracha. Everything, they make a bracha the whole day. That's what it seemed to her. And she noticed that, and because she had I guess, mumble her brachas in the movie, I guess, when she's taking a sip of water. And then she said, again, with remarkable insight, she said, it's really, you see, the Chiloni person, it's so good to hear this. She says, it really changes your whole outlook on life. You go through your whole life being grateful for every little thing. You're grateful for a glass of water. You're grateful that you can go to the bathroom. You're grateful that you have something to eat. You're grateful that you're walking. You're grateful that you're seeing. And your whole attitude on life is one of gratitude. And it's like, that's a remarkable insight. She picked up on that. And it's really, according to the Chag of Lovers, it is the yesod of Avodas Hashem. So, again, so in number one, he wants us to think about the fact that we exist and feel grateful for that. In number two, he wants us to think about our biology and how it works, and to be grateful for that. And that is yes, that's yes. Number three is that we have seichel and we have emotion. You're a human. Number one is you exist. Number two is the workings of the body. Number three is that you're human, and you have seichel, and you can think, and you can be creative, and you have emotions. You can be angry and sad and lazy and lazy, and you should feel resentful and feel happy and feel calm and feel nervous. These are all tremendous gifts from Hashem. How to use each emotion as a gift, he happens to talk about at the end of Shara Avodas Elokim. Here he's only talking about the gratefulness, gratitude of having that gift of brains, seichel, and emotions, which covers a heck of a lot of ground. Number four is that we have the Torah. and we are told how we can exist forever, and we can be bonded with Hashem, and he tells us what to do, and he gives us a blueprint, and he gives us the handbook, and like, that's so grateful. We can be grateful for that. Again, I repeat that each of these things, and so far in every one, he says, think of an example in your own life, in mundane, everyday life. If this happened, wouldn't you feel unbelievably grateful to the person who restored your sight, if you were blind, etc., etc., and so on and so forth. Number five is already, okay, this is the first one that's not grateful, it's gratitude. Number five is to make sure you understand Torah. Now, in our days, if I'd be talking, let's say 125 years ago, so I wouldn't be saying this to women, because women would say, well, what's Torah? We don't, there's nothing to understand. Well, you know, whatever my mother tells me to do, I'll do. She'll teach me how to mamul modani, and to take challah, and to bench licht, and to keep the house, and, you know. But nowadays, I'm talking to educated women, and the Gdolim saw fit, Chafetz Chaim, okay, the Gdolim saw fit to agree and to encourage what Sarah Shneer did, Klal Yisrael. It was revolutionary, certainly. Many people screamed. They so understood it was necessary. You know, you can't always. I'm learning in the shul, slowly. You can't always stick with your old sheetahs. You can't always say, when I grew up as a child, nobody ever asked me if I was happy. Okay, but now we're living in a door that they do want to know if the children are happy. So if you want to service the congregants, you got to take that into account. So the template, I mean, there can be no greater revolution than organized education for girls, for women. And now it's like, wow. So this applies to you also. To understand what it is you're learning. And in your case, if you're not learning inside a daf of Gemara, but you're listening to a shir, whether it's in person or on MP3 or a video, or you're reading a sefer with Torah thoughts, Nesivo Shalom, or whatever, to make sure you understand it properly. The Chazalovas puts the emphasis. This is the thing in itself. Don't settle for superficial knowledge. Don't settle for superficial understanding. Think about it. Just make sure you really understand it. Some people obviously have deeper minds and are able to think more deeply. Some people don't. It's nothing. Hashem made different people. They each have different fingerprints, and they each have different ways of thinking, and they each enjoy. Some people enjoy more analytical thinking. Some people enjoy more bekiyas. Some people enjoy, right? There's all, Baruch Hashem, everybody's seichel is different. Just don't walk away without understanding. And if you must, because you don't understand it, so file it away and come back to it someday. And be ready to say, you know, this I can't understand. But that's not the same. Saying I don't understand this is not the same as understanding it superficially and walking away without a proper understanding of it. So that's cheshbon number five. And it says if you got something from a king, a law, and you didn't really understand it, you would surely make sure you understand it. So here also, he's talking more maybe la'halacha, when you learn what you're supposed to do, but it really applies to hashgafa, it applies to any Torah thought that we learn, that we read, that we think about, that we hear. It's inappropriate to treat the way he puts it down. He says, this is the Melech talking to you. And the Melech Malchei HaMelechim is talking to you. You know, if you got an audience with the king, an audience with the whoever, I can't say the president anymore. It doesn't command any respect anymore. And rightfully so, unfortunately. You know, if you had an audience with Shain, or with any gadol, and you know, he told you something, you would make sure you understood it. And if you didn't, you would ask the Gabbai, what did he mean by that? Right? People would go into the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and so maybe they wouldn't understand what he was saying to them. You make darn sure you understand it. So imagine if Hashem is talking to you. Hashem's talking to you, you make sure you understand. The Torah is Hashem talking to us. You think you're listening to a audio, you think you're listening to a video, you think you're reading a piece of Torah in Sefer Shalom or Maral or whatever it is. It's Hashem talking to you. This is all Devar Hashem. Wow. And you see, Chazal says, make sure you understand it. And if you don't, I'm adding, if you don't, make sure you know that you don't. But don't settle for superficial understanding. Okay. Now we're up to Cheshbon number 6. Maybe make a small card. Think about one thing each day. Okay, Cheshbon number 6 is a fascinating idea. It's an interesting idea. I'll tell it to you first, Baal Peh, then we'll learn it inside of the text. And if I always want to say, listen to Hashem. Don't listen to Hashem. So you say, I don't want to go to Gehenna, or I don't want to get punished, or Yira, Hashem, are you kidding? Or you'll have the Chavis Halvavus' answer, I'm so grateful to Hashem for everything, for that I exist, and right according to Chavis Halvavus, that's the proper answer, well, there's no proper answer, that's what you hopefully would answer. I'm so grateful for Hashem for creating me, that how could I even think of not listening to Him? This is my way of saying thank you, I'm acknowledging, okay, etc., etc. The sixth cheshbon is like almost from left field. He comes with a new idea and he says, think about it. I want you to think about this. By the way, if you end up thinking about any of these things and you don't agree with it, you don't understand it, you don't agree with it, you're puzzled by what he says, come and either write me an email or come talk to me. There's no purpose in learning this. He wants you to think about these things and just learning it. This is a fascinating idea. Maybe you recall, many of you learn Rashi's Chumash. Rashi says, I can recall in two places in Chumash, he makes like a kal v'chomer. When you plant wheat, does it grow oats? When you plant oats, does it grow wheat? Does the Shemayim ever not go in its order? The whole koch ve'leches, does the sun ever rise in the west and set in the east? So you should certainly the whole Bria is listening to Hashem, so get in line. And you read this Rashi and you're like a little puzzled and you say, thanks a lot, I have Bechira and they don't have Bechira. So like what kind of a Kal V'chomer is this? Because the Kal V'chomer is they don't receive a reward and they don't get punished. So Kol Shekein, you who are told you're going to be punished if you don't listen, and you're going to get a reward if you do. So it's a no-brainer. So you say, thanks a lot. The reason I'm getting it, you could think this, if you're following Cheshbon 5 and you really want to understand the Rashi, so you're saying to yourself, wait a second, I'm getting Tzchar, I'm getting Onesh because I have Bechira. So if I have Bechira, I have Bechira. So there's no more Kal V'chomer if you have Bechira. The answer is there is a Kal V'chomer, and that's Cheshbon Shishi. Think about that the entire Bria is listening to Hashem. Hashem says, do this, and they do it. You should also be that way. And this transforms Bechira. This transforms Bechira. And really, this is a big Yisod in Rabbi Ruchem Lubavitz, the Mashgiach of Mir in Europe. He says this in many places in his Sefer. You have to fall in line. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Your Bechira only should be, I am going to be like the stars, like the sun, like the moon. You just have to position yourself in the mode of listening to Hashem, like the rest of the Bria is listening to Hashem. I don't have to make a special effort. It just falls into place. Right? Like Yerusha. You don't have to make a special effort to be koneit, to acquire the money of the inheritance, just falls into your lap. Your bechira should be, this is how your beruchim, Lubavitz, Tzal expresses it, your bechira should be that I really have no bechira. I am a bechira. I am part of the universe, and the entire universe is out there doing the Ratzon Hashem. Osam b'yema Ratzon konon. Sosu usmeichim la'sosu Ratzon konon. So, what am I going to say? I'm going to rebel? And then the Chavis Avodah says, how would you like it if your body stopped listening to Hashem? If your eyes stopped listening to Hashem? If your digestive system, Chas V'Shalom, stopped listening to Hashem? If your ears, Chas V'Shalom, stopped listening to Hashem? If your muscles, Chas V'Shalom, stopped listening to Hashem? If the connection between your brains ordering your body what to do, Chas V'Shalom, if that could, he says, that should be enough to scare you and say, like, everything has to listen to Hashem except for me. Hashishi, let's learn it inside of the text. Sheyachshel benafshel, this is something to think about, mull it over. Kishehu margish b'midosav, when he feels, sheheng notos lahamros habore, that uh-oh, I'm going to eat this even though I'm not supposed to. I'm going to say this even though I'm not supposed to. I'm going to go here, even though it's not a good place to go. You feel that coming on. Ulahofer beriso. Quickly think about this. Yasho benafsho. Viyavar alibo. Think about, bring up to your mind. Koma shehese b'chushov. Everything you know about the world. Mishara she'olam. See, in the days of the Chayyus Halvavos, they knew that there's four elements. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofar. We know that, we think we know, right? We are aware of, what is it, 100? When I went to school, there were 100 plus elements. I don't know how many there are now. That table, we had to relearn the Russian tables. What's it called? The table? Right. So how many are there today? Anybody know? Well, they don't bother with it anymore. Because it's atoms, it's electrons, and protons, and neutrons, and quarks. Like, we're so... We know so much about the Bria that what am I going to learn about? But in the Chavis Halbavos' days, they thought that the basic element of matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, was four things. Ruach, Mayim, Eish, and Ofer. That's what they believed up until only, I don't even know how, when, three centuries ago. I mean, up until very recently in the timeline of human history, they believed that. So that's what he means when he says, think about the Sha'arei She'olam, the Anofov, that's already, you know, the ramifications of it. Fire is hot, water is wet, etc. Upshuto, each one on its own, Umurkobo, when they combine, right? You combine two things, what you get. We would think of it as a, you know, H2O. Like, wow, you have water. The Elyono, the Tachtono. Elyono is astronomy, the Kofei Hashemayim, the Tachtono is in the Adoma, in the earth, or in the waters, Hayamim v'chol Hashemom, Shekul Omid v'dvar Hashem. Everything is only existing because it's the will of Hashem. By definition, nothing can be against the will of Hashem. V'shomer bris Hashem. Now again, they have the Bechira, but that becomes the point. Everything in that exists, everything in the universe, I mean, existence, everything, is Ratzon Hashem. Ha'im ra'a mimenu, have you ever seen Dover Yotze b'kesher avodas akel yisale? Something, whether it's anything, water extinguishes fire, gravity, think about all the things that function. Constantly function the way we expect them to function, the way we learn they function, the way we assume they'll function, and the sun is always there. I can tell you when it's going to be Netzach Hama in 27 years and 2 weeks and 3 days. I can tell you when the sun's going to rise. They could shoot a rocket ship to Mars, and they're going to get there 3 years later, something like that. Am I wrong about that? Something like that. It takes 3 years to get there, something like that. But they know exactly where it's going to be. They know where it's going to be. I once read a book by a baseball player. He said, the trick of being a good fielder is to figure out where the ball's going to be by the time it gets to you. In case you missed it, it was Willie Mays. He said, when he runs to catch a ball in the outfield, his mind is calculating. He says something becomes second nature. He doesn't have to calculate anymore after a couple of years. Where the ball's going to be, you know, he takes his running into Cheshbon, and it's going to be there. When they shoot, when they launch a rocket ship, they're figuring out where it's going to be when the rocket ship gets there. And it's clockwork. They can figure it out, right? Neitzachama, right? We have down to seconds. We have down to seconds and Shkia and everything. Now, and Chavir Lovitz can't hold a candle to us. I mean, that's not us. The knowledge of the scientific knowledge that has exploded into the world, that everyone has available at the click of a mouse, totally available. It's a mind-boggling. But, and everything works. So he says, right, again, here is practical, down to earth. He says, if you would imagine, Shadvar Mehem Olger Bris Habori, not listen to Hashem. Lo Nimsa Adam Klal. You wouldn't be able to exist. Lu Echad Hayasol Say Olger Bris Habor Benishtal Notivo. If fire, if water wouldn't be bound in by the seashore, if fire would, you know, would burn despite having water poured on it. Osha Oret Sorim and Ansa. When you plant Chitim, you get Sorim. When you plant Sorim, you get something else. The Yetzu Mehayom, the Ober Gubulam, the Chisu Pnei Ores. And they don't stop by the seashore, they're just going to keep going. Right, we're only able to, everything in the Bria is listening to Hashem. You can only hear me because your auditory system is listening to Hashem. It's obeying Hashem. And everything. The Yoisa Niflam is even more amazing than astronomy and the laws of physics and chemistry. That's how we would say it nowadays. The Avery Ha'adam is biology. Ilu Ha'ya Over Bris Habori Ba'adam. He makes a special paragraph out of it, but he said it already. The Anuchu Eivarim Hatfuim Al Atznua. If your Eivarim that are supposed to be inert, if they would start moving. Or your Nu Anochamehem. Or Im Loho Yumagim Eilav Achushim. If your senses would Chas V'Shalom stop working. Mashin Itztavu Lagia Eilav. It's all the Dvar Hashem. It's a manifestation. It's a manifestation of Ratzon Hashem. You're finished. No, you couldn't last. You wouldn't be able to stand. You would, if gravity would stop working, if your inner ear would stop working, you would, right, you would fall down. You wouldn't have a balance. Just to keep your balance is a nice. So this is what the down to earth. Think about that. Think about how everything in the Bria that's allowing you to function and exist and live. Well, let the food would decide it's not going to break up into the nutrients that you need. Wow. It's going to stay a clump of bread. Or who says it has to break up into niacin, iron, whatever's in bread, carbohydrates, starch, sugar. It wouldn't break up. It would go its own way. So the whole Bria, all this amazing Bria that you know because you learned Shaar HaBechina already, you have chosen to disobey Hashem, to go against the will of Hashem. In a world where nothing else is violating Hashem's will, and you're using those who are listening to the Dvar Hashem, the Sovel Kolin Yano Behemei Varov. Imagine, you say, you should be scared. If I talk Lashon Hara, what do I do if my kidney stops working? Not as a punishment. He's not talking about a punishment. He wants you to understand that the whole Bria is Ratzon Hashem. How dare you stand out? So the Chiddush is Hashem gave us the ability to do it. Yeah, but so what? It's just the ability to do it. But it makes no sense to do it. And if you Chas V'Shalom Amamer Espi Hashem, we're talking intentionally. You know, presumably we're talking a person that, you know, intends to go against the will of Hashem, is aware of what he's doing. So maybe he should be scared that his kidney will start to decide that we don't want to listen to Hashem. La Dinyan Akara Bozeh. oh, I made a mistake. I thought that was the dimyon, the down to earth. No, he has a down to earth story. Okay, close your eyes, story time. Once upon a time, there was a melech that told his servants, Lahaber echad misorov nohar gadol, to carry one of his ministers over a nohar, betachlis hashmira, being very careful not to drop him, I guess, carry him in a chair, in a bed, however they carry people there, like in China, rickshaw, al makom yudu al zman kotzer, to a specific place at a specific time. And the melech told the sar, lasos lohem b'inyan ahu v'zman ahu dvorim yiduim. He says, when they're listening to me and carrying you across the river, I want you to do this for me. I want you to send out this email. I want you to be in touch with me. I want you to do my cheshbonos. I want you to do my tax form. I want you to do things for me as they're carrying you across. The Salam Asar, and the Sar ignored it. Mimash Tzibo Bo Hamelech Lohem. Bo'amalo Echad Ben Avodim, they caught wind of this, and they said, hey, if you're not listening to the Melech, why should we? And the Lovers was telling the story, he wanted to imagine that would be a logical thing to occur. It's Chazdei Hashem that doesn't occur. He wants you to think how it would be appropriate if it did. But if you imagine the picture, as the Lovers is saying, that would be a natural reaction. If they look up and they're carrying this sar across the river, and they know he's supposed to be working for the melech too, and he has his MP4 out, he's watching a movie, right? Think how they feel. We're here schwitzing and working, and you don't have to listen to the melech, so why should we? Hello, Tira. You should be afraid. So say, oh, let's emulate this guy. That's a great idea. Plop. 1, 2, 3. Everybody let go. It will fall into the ocean, into the river. Moshe Vartabonu. The people of Benor, Hagodol Hazeh, the Tobus Misara. Chazor Mitalusha Bitshuva. They're giving him Musar. Realize your mistake. Oh my gosh, this is the Pshat Rashi in Chumash. We should learn from them. These are the Avodim of Hashem carrying us. And it's like they're saying to us, Ki HaMelech Tziva Osonu Shemesalei Mishmirascha, the Melech told us we should act as you act. And if you're not going to listen to him, and to Salim Mitzvaso Aleinu, the Hekits V'Yohamuso, the story has a happy ending. He woke up from his ignoring the melech tzibui b'chazar mita usa. V'yata ochi, says the Chayez Harbamos. Chashol. Think about the story. In Ober Echad Me'evarecha al mitzvah sabori b'cha b'shamesh chavo. If an Eber would rebel and say, this guy's not listening to Hashem, why should I serve him? Why should I serve him? Make a children's book about this. Don't. And nowadays it won't pierce the censor. It'll be too scary. One of the best authors was named Richard Scarry. Right? They go to the Malach and they say, what are we schwitzing here for? Why are we, this guy's not listening to you. And we're serving him in listening to you. Meanwhile, he's ignoring his obligations. He's not listening to you. Why should we serve him? Why should we digest his food? Why should we make his organs work? What was the Higayon in that? Realize that you're part of a universe which is one huge manifestation of Ratzon Hashem. The Omek of Rashi, Chazavodos was, of course, Chazavodos was, as I am very fond of saying, 150 years before Rashi. But Rashi is really quoting a Sifra, which is a Tanoi, the time of the Gemara.
this is how a person has to think. I don't really have to reinvent the wheel. I don't have to decide to do mitzvahs, so to speak. I don't have to create the energy to do a mitzvah. If we can get into that mode, life would be so much pleasanter. Life would be so much easier. See, we think of it as every sefer you read has, and in a sense it's true, because we're not holding by Madragas. I'm always struggling. I have two parts of me. I have my Nefesh HaBahami, and I have my Nefesh HaLoki, and they're slugging it out. Nefesh HaBahami wants this, tugging me in this direction, and I'm torn between or Rashi, the Sifra. So there's no little contendro, you know? There's no contest. What are you being torn apart for? Just turn around and say, the whole Bria. I'm just melding. It's like a very holistic thought. Like a hippie would have this thought. The whole earth person. Organic. Listening to Hashem is organic. Just be part of the universe, as the love is the same. It's a beautiful thought. Just be part of the universe. Just say to you, just meld in, go to that mode that you're like the stars. You're like the seed in the ground that's growing wheat, because Hashem told it to grow wheat. The DNA of a wheat seed is to grow wheat. The DNA of your neshama is to listen to Hashem. So just do it. You're part of the Bria also. That's number six. Think about that. His number to Rosso and Amono, Sheyeh Bershusko Bechetzko Koma Sheba Olam Im Tavdu. Serve Hashem, and it'll rain. You see, this is really a very deep thought he's saying now. He's not elaborating. The Shachar Shulchan Aruch is not the place for elaboration. He's saying all that stuff in the Torah that it'll rain and you'll have Tvua and things will be good. It's not even reward and punishment. It's if you. Very deep thought. If you become part of the Bria will work for you. Right? You'll become, it's organic. So you'll be part of the Bria, and the Bria will knack, and Bria will function. Right? But if you are violating the will of Hashem, so then the rain says, like, well, why should I rain? Think of it that way, he wants. Don't think of it as a punishment and a reward. Think that things, you know, we've all heard, I'm sure, and we've said and we've read, you know, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so I miss my bus. Right? The world is not functioning the way it's supposed to. Right? You've heard that idea before? Anybody? Hello? Sorry, it happened here. I don't mind. If you're dozing off, it's okay. We've heard that idea before, or at least I think we have. It's true. That's what I'm saying. It's true. When the world is working, the world is working. And we expect it to work, and it works. The karma is good. Karma. Is that about the Zara? I hope it's not about the Zara. The karma is good. And when we're not listening to Hashem, the whole karma of Klal Yisrael is not good. And karmos is a problem. And the goyim are a problem. And everything's a problem. Because I've created dissonance in the Bria. That's the problem, you know. If you're bad, I'm going to not send rain. Like a little churlish on Hashem's pot. But the Chavis HaLovus is explaining it in a deep way. If you don't listen, so the heavens won't listen. The rain cycle won't listen. So won't rain. She'avar al v'tzon chav, she'tavar al dvaro. So, you know, as we explain, Moshe b'bua b'parshas and b'chukos like te'leichu. Says if you're good, it'll rain. If you're not good, it won't rain. If you're good, you'll have peace. If you're not good, you'll have war. The Bria is perfect. The Bria connects and it works. The Onesh is that when we don't listen, so then the Bria is like the servants carrying the sar across the river. That's a very deep way of understanding it. And once again, I think it makes Bechira much easier. The Bechira is to just meld with the Bria. So, the barrier and the obstacle is really at an earlier stage. It's not at the stage of doing the action when I really want to be doing something else. It's more of a mindset. And if we could capture that mindset, that I'm like the rest of the Bria and I'm doing Ratzon Hashem, then it's a, when things come up, it's like a no-brainer. I'm going to do that. Right? If you join the army, so then you don't make a decision every moment, am I going to listen to this guy or not? You're in the matzah that is listening. Not a good example. The better example is what the Chavrulah talks about. The whole universe, everything in the Bria, except for you. So you're going to... Okay, that's number six. Think about that. Maybe you're not going to like it. Maybe you'll have another kakasha on it. Number seven, Cheshbon Hashvi. Cheshbon Hashvi is really the Kitzur Nimrus is like Shara Bot Salokin. About how your gratitude for all these things we've talked, you know, the first things were to develop a feeling of gratitude. Now he's using it. He's saying, Hashem, what does Hashem demand of us? He doesn't demand anything. If it's like, at least when we learn Charabot, this other kin, the person is wired to be thankful, to be grateful, to feel in the debt of the first, of whatever he's grateful to, and you want to pay back, you want to give back, so that's acknowledging and listening to Hashem. All the rules that Hashem says, do this, do that, and to look at yourself as an Eved, meaning you're dependent on, again, he doesn't want you to be an Eved that feels like he's going to go into the clink if he doesn't listen. But the Eved that's so grateful to his master for providing him with every need that he has, that he runs to do the will. Because the Chayna Rubin B'Shiar HaShlishim in the Sefer HaSeh, that's Shara Bovis Alokim, that's where he elaborated on this point and elaborated on the obligations a person has. Yidushan HaMavake Shama, if you want to go into it and learn about it and understand the Pratim, so go learn Shara Bovis Alokim. Here, he's not going into it, he's not repeating himself, even though I am. But he's just saying, that's number seven. Cheshbon seven is to think about how the gratitude obligates you to acknowledge. That's the thank you. The worst thing you can do, right, is say, we all know, we do something for our chosen even. Once they're of an age when we would expect more, you know, it's like, what have you done for me lately, Ma? You know. No gratitude, there's no acknowledgement that you do the laundry and make the food and clean all the millions, hundreds of millions of things you do, and there's no acknowledgement. So ideally you're supposed to rise above it and not expect it and not want it, but it's whether or not it's personally painful is one issue, but you have to have a responsibility to raise a mensch. And the mensch has a karas hatov and wants to acknowledge, and now you acknowledge. So Hashem says, this is really just like the Ramban says in Parshas Bo, all the mitzvahs boil down to emunah. Hashem is telling us just different ways to acknowledge His reality, to acknowledge Him, to acknowledge that He exists, and He took us out of Mitzrayim, and that He's the Adon Olam, and that He's the Borei Olam. So all the mitzvahs are all different ways of doing that. That's Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Again, Chavrulah was 250 years before the Ramban, but that would certainly fit in with his worldview of doing mitzvahs, and it's acknowledgement and thanks and gratitude to Hashem. Think about everything Hashem has done. Ba'azmino to aloso, b'chemloso olov. The speaker called Tzorach Lo, Ben Hamozo, Todu, think about your personal history.
You didn't mention before, think about how you got to where you are, what had to happen in your life, meeting the right people, and how to work. Below he nichol nafsho, it didn't leave you like in the street, just to fend for yourself. You feel, if you think about anybody that thinks about their lives, feel that Hashem's hand was there, supporting them, guiding them, throwing maybe illogical things in their path so that they should pick up and see it and benefit from it. Once you're suffused with that, simoni tovosof ha'otvos benatru v'muvu v'choltun v'osof, which you're mashkim al tamer, and Hashem is watching you and providing you with what you need every moment. The yodea niglosof and the sarosof, he knows what you're thinking about, what your attitudes are. V'shomer al choltun v'osof, v'kosher osof ba'asurov, meaning the gevulim of what the human body is capable of. V'moshel ma'am v'suros nesyonos v'chinosof, how he uses his limbs, and allowing him to make choices. So if you're thankful for someone for giving you that loan, tomorrow you don't walk, you don't ring the bell after 2. It says don't ring the bell after 2, please. And you want to thank Hashem. As I said, we've all experienced feeling thankful that the people that you wanted to thank told you how to thank them. And you're thankful for that. They only not want to start, I wouldn't know what to buy, I don't know what they need. And they tell you, you know, we could really use a, if you must, I'll tell you, you know, we really use. And then you're so happy. You're so happy that they told you how to say thank you. And we have that from Hashem. He tells us in the whole Torah how to say thank you. That's what you should think about. That's number seven. Think about how you want to say thank you to Hashem. You have all this pent up gratitude that you've been developing in numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. You thought about this angle, thought about that angle, now you're saying number seven. Like, okay, how do I thank Hashem for this? How in the world? In Anachlo Maspikim, Bo'odus L'Chashem Elokeinu V'Kei Avoseinu Alachas Me'olah Kalpei Alokim V'Ribei Yerbo'os Pomim Atavos Yosi Simam Tzeh V'Imanu. And say thank you. Oh, I don't want you to eat before Kiddush. If you've got the Shabbos morning. Okay. You.